And Josh Noel is on the phone. Josh has an article in the Chicago Tribune about what is happening in the restaurant industry specifically. Hospitality industry as a whole took a hit during COVID that was just brutal, and now they're trying to get back up and running, but they're finding a lot of people are not coming back to work for them. How are you today, Josh?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, and there was something that really resonated in your article with me, and it's someone who works in the industry, and she said, my body started bouncing back during COVID. My back stopped hurting. My nails started growing because I wasn't dipping them in buckets of bleach and sanitizer all the time. I felt like a person who could move through the world relatively well again. And that was her reason, one of many reasons why people are not coming back. What did you learn by writing this?
Oh, I learned a lot.
I bet.
But that was one interesting theme in terms of why restaurant workers have not flocked back to the levels that restaurant owners were assuming. I think there was a lot of assumption from within the industry that once restaurants and bars reopen, that the workers would be there, and they just aren't. Really. And there's a whole bunch of reasons for that. There's not one simple reason, but one that really did keep coming up was exactly what you just explained, which is just that it is a hard, taxing job, and it has physical impacts and on young people, people in their 20s with back pain and wrist pain and, you know, all sorts of like issues that, you know, in your younger years like that, you wouldn't necessarily associate with that age. But with that job, multiple people said it is part of the thing. It's just it leads to a lot of unhealthy lifestyles. And when there was this pause in the industry and they were forced to leave the work, they realized, oh, life without this work is actually pretty good. So, you know what? I'm going to go to grad school. I'm going to go finish my undergrad. I'm going to go work in a grocery store or at Amazon or, you know, whatever it is. And there that is the trend right now. That is what's happening.
I am the daughter of a lifelong waitress who passed away in March. And I'll tell you what, I believe her great health because she lived to be 93 with no health issues until the last few months of her life. And all of her friends are still alive between 89 and 93, and it's because they did the backbreaking work that kept them in great shape their entire life. They were banquet waitresses. They carried those big, you know, those big, the trays that, you know, with all the plates on them and stuff, that was backbreaking. And, you know, through her middle ages, she did hurt, but I do think it extended her life. But nonetheless, that's not the only reason, because a lot of people do backbreaking work. I think a lot of people are worried that, hey, where was the health care when I didn't have a job? You know, I have no 401k. Were those issues that came up when you interviewed people?
Yep, absolutely. That's a huge part of it, too. One guy that I interviewed who has been an off and on bartender server guy since the 80s said that before COVID, there was a lot of action in the industry, a lot of camaraderie. The money could be really good. And people were sort of drawn to it for those reasons. And a lot of those things feel like they're gone now and not coming back. And when, especially right now, money is really inconsistent in the industry right now. And if you're not getting really paid, paid really well to do that work, it becomes a lot less attractive. Healthcare is a constant issue. Multiple industry workers I talked to said that they would sort of wax poetic about the one job they had where they got healthcare, you know, 8 years ago.
Right.
I mean, it's just, there isn't much in the way of healthcare in the industry. And as you say, 401k, there's almost none of that. It's just kind of, even at the high end, it's kind of generally work for hire. And again, back in the day, the action was good. The money could be good. And those things just aren't there right now with COVID.
Josh Noel covered this story for the Chicago Tribune. He is with me today on WGN. I was interested in this part of your article too, Josh. A lot of the reasons cited were low wages. Number two, concerns about COVID, because these are people who are dealing face to face with the public. But number three on the list, Hostility or harassment from customers led some people in the hospitality and restaurant industry to decide not to come up. They're not They're not putting up with it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and there's the relationship between the server or bartender and the customer can be fraught, and that relationship can also be fraught, frankly, between the server slash bartender with their coworkers and with their bosses and the restaurant owners. And that's just, yeah, yet another factor that has driven a lot of people away. So the customer thing was particularly, you know, really came into view during COVID. When you're dealing with a hostile customer who refuses to put on a mask for, you know, at whatever XYZ occasion inside the restaurant, it becomes not just an unpleasant experience with a customer, it becomes also a potential health issue. And yet another example of why servers said they're just kind of over it. And one interesting thing, which, you know, you never really think about as a customer, but this one server said something along the lines of, you walk into the restaurant as the customer and you think your server's happy to see you, but they're really not. They just need you because that you're how they make their money. And she yes. said that that's exhausting. And especially, again, during COVID, when, you know, they feel a little pressure to not come down too hard on someone who's not masking because they don't want to see their tip disappear, but at the same time they want the customer to protect their health. So it's a tough job right now.
Well, I appreciate your article because it looks at all those sides, because there are many people on the outside of the industry that are saying people aren't coming back because they're getting that extra $300 a week. That's why they're not coming back. And that simply doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, and to be fair, there is some of that. I mean, it's important to note that an extra $300 a week does not mean someone is living high on the hog, right? But the extra $300 is empowering restaurant workers to take their times, or it gives them that cushion to decide to go back to school instead. So the $300 a week, which again, $300 a week, this isn't, you know, these aren't sacks of gold here we're talking about, but it does grant more flexibility to these folks who are able to get unemployment, and it is not tying their hands and forcing them back into the workforce as some politicians are trying to do.
I think it's tough in a big city like Chicago, but I also think the resort towns are going to be hit pretty hard when people start heading up to Michigan or Wisconsin this summer, because I don't know if other people have noticed, but the face of the hospitality industry in Wisconsin Dells has changed dramatically over the past 10 years. It used to be Wisconsin kids who worked at these, you know, water parks and stuff over the weekend. Now, mainly Eastern European people have moved to that area to take up those hospitality jobs. Do you see that happening? Do you see the face of hospitality and restaurants in Chicago completely changing because those who have worked in it in the past have decided it's not anything they want to do in the future?
I think, yes, there could be definitely a long-term shift there. And one point that was made by multiple people, including the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, is that for the good health of the hospitality industry across the country, but especially in Chicago, there needs to be immigration reform, that the people who do a lot of this labor that keeps these restaurants humming, especially in the kitchen, tend to be immigrants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, immigration has been a flashpoint of a political issue over the last few years. Immigrants have been demonized, and that's a very short view, because the long view is that these folks play a crucial role in sort of the infrastructure of how this country operates. And it's actually a very mainstream view within the restaurant industry. The National Restaurant Association supports a worker visa program for immigrants, because we need these folks here. If they want to be here and they want to work, then the restaurant industry is dying to have them and has never been in greater need for those folks than right now.
One of the most interesting things I saw online in the past couple of weeks was a survey, and it said, raise your hand if you've literally wept from stress at a job that paid you less than $40,000 a year. And the responses were eye-opening. A lot of people are just saying, I'm not doing it for $30,000 a year anymore. I'm not doing it for $40,000 a year and no health care and no 401k. So I appreciate your article, and I appreciate you coming on the air with me today, Josh.
Nice to chat with you. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.